You're listening to episode 34, brought to you by PlateJoy. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is the podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe from BoldTurquoise.com and CultivatingTheLovely.com, and I've also just released the Lovely Homeschooling course. Now, I am going to let you guys know just really quickly right here that it is still on sale. It actually went on sale last week, and it will continue to be on sale until June 28th for just $19.99, and then it goes up to just $24.99, so if you do miss our launch sale, it's not astronomically higher than what you can get it for right now, but I am just so excited about this course, you guys, and all of the amazing women who have joined in it. I have been getting so much wonderful feedback from everyone, and I really want you to join me in that course. If you've ever struggled with your vision for homeschooling, or maybe not finding the right fit of curriculum for your kids, or really even knowing what all of your options are in homeschooling, or even just the basic planning part of it. I've always done my planning a little bit differently, and I like to be able to see the full scope of our year at one time and allow for grace in that, to be able to focus on my relationships with my kids and allow them to be learning at the rate that works for them while also having some accountability. And I go into all of that in this course. It has 12 videos that walk you step by step through the whole process. It has two sets of printables and two different sizes that are all the planning forms that you need, that you can either pop in a happy planner or you can just throw in a three-ring binder. And on top of it all, we've got a Facebook group that is a private group that we are going to be doing live videos all through the summer, and then it will probably expand into the school year of just having accountability and just a place to share ideas and encouragement. And so I really want to encourage you to be able to jump over there. Also, I want to make this fun little announcement. If you guys remember Katie Duckett from episode 32, she has just signed on to become basically a mentor in the group. She will be there. I know I've had a lot of questions from people who listen to the podcast and they want to just know more and more from her. And this will be a great opportunity to kind of be able to pick her brain one-on-one and hear what she has to say about the course. Katie has been using the course. She actually kind of helped me develop the course a couple of years ago, and she had all these ideas about her homeschool, and she wanted to know how she could format it all. And so we've been talking about it for a long time, and I am so excited to be partnering with her and having her join me in the Facebook group and being able to answer your guys' questions. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you want in on the course, all you have to do is go to thelovelyhomeschoolcourse.com and you'll get all the details. All right, moving on. In this episode, I have Heather Haupt. She has been a blogger for a long time. I have known her in the blogging world, which you hear more about in the episode, but she just released a brand new book called Knights in Training, 10 Principles for Raising Honorable, Courageous, and Compassionate Boys. And I just love what she has to say in this book, you guys. It just hits home on what we want our boys to be in this culture where it's difficult for them to do so. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this episode and everything she has to say, and kind of get the backstory on how she got her book deal and how the whole process worked. I think it was really fun to talk with her, and I hope you will enjoy it too. So without further ado, here's Heather. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, Mackenzie. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Well, I am so excited to have you on the show. So to start out, do you want to tell people a little bit about yourself and your family?
Yeah. My name is Heather. I'm married to Rich. We've been married 17 years now. It's crazy to think about that.
Yeah.
And we have four children. So I have three boys who are almost 13, almost 11. They have summer birthdays. And then I have a 9-year-old son and then a little 5-year-old girl who we like to call her our spunky little princess.
Yes.
She adds a lot of pizzazz.
A princess in the midst of all those knights.
That's right.
That's fun.
And we hail from the great state of Texas. We moved here 2 years ago from Arizona. So we represent the southern half of the country.
Yes. And you and I met years ago. Like, I don't even remember how many years ago now, through blogging. And you came out with your Ultimate Brain Breaks ebook. How many years ago was that now?
Oh, That was 4 years ago.
Man.
4 years ago this summer.
That is a while, because that was such a wonderful ebook for me and my kids, especially having boys also to kind of inspire us to get up and moving. And you really talk about how important that is to helping your brain process things. Because what are you by education?
Biology.
Yeah.
Specifically neuroscience. So that was, I got to geek out on everything I love.
Yeah. When it was
and actually
amazing.
Use my degree. It was awesome.
And you did such a good job in that book of really breaking it down for people who are not into biology, that we could really understand like why it was so effective to be active for learning and all that. So I loved doing that book a few years ago, and I had fun because I did a little commercial on YouTube with my son for it, and we just had so much fun doing that together. So I always have fond memories of your ebook.
Yes, and your video, oh my gosh, that was a hit. My boys watched it multiple times.
Oh, it was so much fun to make. We're just now getting back into YouTube, and my boys are all excited. So, okay, you did that. That was 4 years ago, and now you're moving into a whole big new venture. You've written a book.
Yes, a book. So that was a book. And I felt like I totally birthed a baby when I did that 4 years ago.
I bet.
And then we moved to Texas. My health totally collapsed. Oh. I was like on the couch, could not do anything. And it was just like God's way of slowing me down.
Yeah.
So that I would be ready for the next book baby.
Yeah.
And so, I have this book coming out. Actually, it will be out now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Right? Oh my goodness. And it's kind of like the dream of all bloggers, I think, to end up having like a real book. Like everybody writes ebooks, but a real book, that's a big deal. So I would love to get a little bit of the behind the scenes story on how that came to be.
Yeah. Well, my brain breaks actually 8 months afterwards, I took it to print.
Yes.
And so that's in print now. And my boys, yeah, that took it to a new level of, whoa, this is real. And I have pictures of my boys in that book. And so they just thought that was the most amazing thing.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
And their mom was super famous, which was hilarious. I'm like, yeah, not really.
That's cute.
So yeah. So this book was birthed out of a blog post. So yeah, every blogger's dream.
Yeah.
I wrote a blog post 6 years ago now. We were reading about the Middle Ages, and I got totally mesmerized because my boys just loved it. And so I was like, you know what? We are going to learn about chivalry because I have three boys and they are going to know how to treat a woman well.
Yeah.
And so I went to the internet and started researching because my background's science, not history.
Yeah.
And I started researching chivalry. I'm like, okay, how am I going to do this? So I'm wrapping my head around it. And what I found blew me away. I was amazed to discover that chivalry is about so, so much more than how a man treats a woman. And so that's a portion of it, but that's just a tiny little drop in the bucket. And as I read more, I was just captivated because there was this whole code of conduct. It was unspoken. So it wasn't like a list mm-hmm. in the Middle Ages, but it was this entire way of living
mm-hmm.
that just encompassed everything about a man. And so I read that and I was hooked, and I was like, you know what,
yeah.
we're going to do knights training. And because my boys, they're battling, they're into this.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had an opportunity to connect their love for battle with the character of who they were and who they were supposed to become.
Mm-hmm.
And so I collected these. There's actually 19 elements that are portrayed in the epic French epic poem, The Song of Roland. And I took out 10 that okay. I felt were really especially applicable today. And it sort of got rid of some of the redundancy. So some of them were really, really similar. And so I just condensed it down to 10, printed it off on cool paper, burned the edges to give it a little authentic flair.
Fun.
And then posted it. And I called my boys over and I said, boys, it is time for night training. And they were excited. They were hooked from the very beginning. And so I read through this list and it captivated their imagination from the very first moment. And so these included, the first one was to love the Lord your God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Second was to obey those in authority over you. Third, stand against injustice and evil. Fourth, defend the weak and protect them. Fifth, respect the honor of women. Sixth, refrain from wanton giving of offense. Seven, speak the truth at all times. Eight, be generous and willing to share. Nine, persevere and finish the task at hand. 10, pursue excellence in all you do. And I looked at all three of my boys, and at that point they were 6, 4, and almost 3. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is the time for night training. This is what I want you to be. And you will not only grow up to become this someday, you have the opportunity to do this now.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to embody the heart and the soul of a knight. And they just caught the vision. And it was so cool to watch them really start looking for opportunities to live this out in their day-to-day lives.
How fun.
And so it gave us just language to speak, I guess.
Yeah.
Something that was exciting and motivating and full of adventure. And so, like, no kid wants to share their toys. But yeah. When we talk about it in terms of a knight lived in an open-handed, a big-hearted way.
Yeah.
He was very generous. That was the mark of a brave knight. All of a sudden, sharing got a little cooler.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so it just, it gave us a way to talk about things. One of my favorites is talking, because at that point, my kids were really little, and so obedience mm-hmm. is a big, big deal in our house as we were just developing that I'm in charge
yeah.
kind of basis that you have to do, especially with your oldest.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easier after you have more kids because everybody just sort of comes along and they're like, oh yeah, this is how it goes.
But with really? I wish that was the case in my house.
Also, I mean, there's not like there's no problems, but there's an established yeah. like mom's in charge.
Yeah.
Whereas with the first, they're just like, yeah, right. Or maybe it's just because my second born is my strong-willed one. So maybe that.
Yes. My second born is my strong-willed one too. And so they're, yeah. That's yeah. still being reiterated for him. Mom's in charge. But yes, go
right.
on.
But this gave us a way to talk about it. And so
yes.
when that said strong-willed child balks at my authority, I remind him, and I go back to this whole idea of knights and realms of authority. And I say, you know what? Who is the king and queen of this house?
Yeah.
And usually in the moment, he's like, you are.
Yeah.
But we have conversations about
yeah.
there's realms of authority. We're all under authority. Every single one of us. I can't go as fast as I want to out on the freeway because
yeah.
otherwise a police officer pulls me over and I get a ticket. Like, it's
yeah.
not like you grow up and you get to do whatever you want. We all live under authority. And so it gave us a context to talk to our kids about, well, what are appropriate realms of authority? Whose authority are you under?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I think like a fresh understanding of we are not here to make your life miserable, although sometimes it feels like that in the heat of the moment. But our goal as parents, as rulers of this realm, is to raise you up. You guys are knights in training, and we're raising you up to one day rule your own realm.
Yeah.
Whether that's your own home, you're in the workplace. And so we're here to prepare you.
Yes. Well, I think it's so interesting, too, because as you know, you were doing all this research about the knights and their code and what chivalry really was. And my boys, they just started Taekwondo a couple of weeks ago. And as I was looking through your book, like there are all these codes that my boys have to memorize in order to be able to test into the next belt. And they have, like, you know, the student's creed and the code and then their 11 commandments and all these different things that they have to memorize. And so much of it was very similar to what you have in your book of this knight's code of chivalry. And I just thought,
yeah.
how interesting that this really was an idea back then that crossed so many cultures, that they really understood that to be an upstanding man, and especially to be a warrior, like, you needed to have some sort of code to kind of keep you in check and make sure that you were being upstanding. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, when I read in the history, it was fascinating to see that what started as a way to sort of civilize the warrior class, because they recognized, specifically like Charlemagne, when he was establishing all of this, he recognized that a warrior without any sense of moral compass would just be a mercenary, hiring
yeah.
himself out to the highest bidder
yeah.
and just wreaking havoc on civilization, on innocent people. And so there needed to be a real grounding of we celebrate strength, but we use strength for the greater good mm-hmm. of our communities, not to prey on those in our community.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and it became so compelling, even though it started out as something for the warrior class, the nobility saw this and they saw what these young men were turning out to be like. And they said, wow, we want that.
Yeah.
That's what we want for all of our sons. And so it actually became the norm that all sons of noble birth went through this period of knight training, even if they were never destined to become warriors.
Mm-hmm.
The training was that compelling and that formative in a boy's life that it became the norm.
Yeah, and it's so telling because it's not really much of a part of our culture today. And when, I mean, even just stepping into the Taekwondo classes with my sons, I mean, they've said this is about developing your character more than it is about learning Taekwondo. And that's my favorite part of it. Is like, I feel like they are really having to rise to the occasion and learn self-discipline and learn respect and humility and honor and all of these things. And I think you were doing the same thing with your boys. I would love to hear now. I mean, it's been a while. It's been 6 years since you were allowing them to really be knights, which I just love that you really like got them the armor and the whole thing. You talk about that in the book a little bit. I think that's adorable. But now I would love to hear about how that looks for you now.
Yeah. Well, it's shaped the conversation and the culture of our family. So it's given us this common language. I think for me as a mother, it was really important to understand how my boys were wired.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where I would get frustrated and, oh my gosh, are they ever going to be civil? Do they ever stop wrestling?
Yeah.
And to recognize the way they're wired and they're bent and to learn to go with that instead of fighting against it has been really powerful. And it's acknowledging sort of who they are and who they want to be as a way to reach them and prepare them for the future. And so, yeah, it's been really interesting to watch, especially, I mean, we did our little night training really hardcore for a couple of months. And then, I mean, it just sort of, it's not like you go hardcore all the time.
Yeah.
But it shaped how they started to think.
Yeah.
And so I would catch them like, hey, don't do that. Don't pick on your brother. Be the good guy instead.
Yeah.
When they were little. And then now I see that, I mean, all I have to do is sort of point out if we're at the park or whatnot and there's a new kid, I'll be like, hey, that kid looks new. And immediately this whole concept of wanting to step in and to be the hero in that moment and to sort of rescue that person who feels weak at that moment in time.
Yeah.
Is there, and they don't even need any more than me saying, hey, there's a new kid over there. And they're just immediately like, oh, go save the day.
Yeah. I love that.
So yeah. So it's given them a sense of purpose and given them that just sort of push to look outside of themselves and see mm-hmm. where they can help, where they can step up and where they can make a difference.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, like you were saying, like you just have to refer back to it now. You weren't deep in this night life for the past 6 years, you know. And I have a friend who was recently on the podcast and she was talking about how her family studied Abraham Lincoln and his, you know, time period for a year of their schooling. And it was so deep and so, you know, inspirational to her kids that now they can view everything else in history based on, you know, kind of coming back to Abraham Lincoln as their perspective. You know, they can compare any yeah. other time of history back to Abraham Lincoln because they know him so well. And that's kind of what you've done with this, but in terms more of character. It's like they can always come back to this really foundational training that they had as knights.
Yeah, yeah. And it does. It sort of creeps over into every other area. And so, like your friend mentioned, I mean, we do that. So when we read a biography about George Washington, we note his character, we note how he is living that chivalric life.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, here he's exemplifying this aspect of the code and this aspect of the code. And wow, he stepped up in this moment, even though, you know, there was a cost to him personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it does really affect how you view other things. And that's the beauty and the power of stories and narrative.
Yes.
And when we give our kids good stories and good role models, people to follow, ordinary people who stepped up in extraordinary ways when need arose, it inspires our kids to want to live with that same sense of purpose.
Yeah. And it really gives, I think, more meaning to learning history when you're learning stories, not just for the purpose of, oh, I need to know what happened or know the dates or whatever, but being inspired to live like other people or to not live like other people, being
right.
able to recognize those things and have, like, using history as examples of how to and not to live, it just kind of takes it to a whole different level.
Yeah. Especially when we read, when we go into a person's life, we're able to see that they're human, mm-hmm. that they had struggles, they had weaknesses. So it really helps you identify, I think, with people from the past and realize that, wow, I too can step up when the need presents itself. And so history, even though my degree's not there, history fascinates me. And I feel like it's really formative with who we are in the process of becoming.
Definitely. So you've got the ultimate brain breaks that help you to learn the information, and then the nights in training that help it have even deeper purpose. Man, girl, you've got it all going on.
But what's really fun is I get to talk about movement in the book and how the importance of pretend play and getting up and moving and as we do things. So it was really fun when Penguin approached me about writing this book, and I'm thinking through, like, can I do this? I just lived through a health collapse. And my sister said, Heather, this touches on everything you're passionate about. You're passionate about literature. You're passionate about kids and movement and the imagination and raising up boys and embracing how they're wired. And so, it's just, this was like the icing on top of everything. I got to talk about it all.
That's awesome. I think we should take a little break right here to hear a word from my sponsor, but then I want to hear more about that. This episode is brought to you by PlateJoy. So this is a really great and super helpful meal planning service that I want to tell you guys a little bit about. So, we all want to eat better, but actually doing it, especially with a family, is a different story. You can spend hours searching online for recipes, trying to find meals that match your family's tastes and your health goals, and that don't take forever to make, and that won't leave you with a huge grocery bill at the end of the day. And that's why you need to try PlateJoy, the meal planner that makes healthy eating easy. PlateJoy designs custom meal plans to fit your unique health goals, taste preferences, and your busy schedule. Take PlateJoy's lifestyle questionnaire to choose from dozens of different options, including low carb, whole 30, paleo, gluten-free, dairy-free, vegan, vegetarian, and many more. You can even add a weight loss or fitness goal, exclude any ingredient that your family doesn't like, or request freezer-friendly meals for super busy weeknights. PlateJoy uses 50 different data points to create meal plans that are a perfect match for you, with as many healthy, delicious recipes as you'd like each week. You'll also get a grocery list that cuts your shopping time in half and that keeps track of what you already have in your pantry to reduce your food waste. And it's super helpful for your budget as well. You can shop for yourself or in a lot of cities. In fact, 30 cities nationwide, you can get ingredients delivered same day right to you. So visit PlateJoy.com and you can get 10 days of meal plans for free and enter the code LOVELY in all capital letters to save $10 off a membership. So thank you to PlateJoy for sponsoring this episode. And now let's jump back in with the conversation. Okay, so you said Penguin approached you. So you said you wrote this blog post and then 6 years later, Penguin approached you. How did this all happen?
Yeah, crazy, crazy. So we moved to Texas, and I get an email from a reporter from the New York Times asking if she could email me for an article she was writing on civility and manners. And she referenced that she had seen my blog post from, at that point, it was, 4 years old.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there going, wow, thank you, Pinterest. How on earth did someone find that? And so we had a wonderful conversation. I just wasn't even really thinking about it. That was May of 2015.
Okay.
And months go by. And then I get a call in December. Hey, it's going to go live this week. And so I'm like, oh, great. And I'm packing to go on vacation. And I start seeing, like, the hits go crazy on my blog. I'm like, what? And so the article went live. And she linked to my website and said that I had free curriculum. on night training. And I'm looking at going, free curriculum? I have a printable poster. That's it. That you can print off and burn the edges if you would like.
Yeah.
And so I had people emailing me, wait, where's the free curriculum? And so I had to email back, I'm so sorry, this is supposed to be open-ended and you as the parent get to decide how you want to do this and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying to go on vacation. And so, yeah, I just rustled up that old post, put it up front and center on my blog and left for Arizona. And a week later, an email landed in my inbox from an editor at Penguin Random House asking if we could talk about a book.
Wow.
And that's amazing. Looking at it, I'm like, Penguin Random House. And I showed it to my mom. I'm like, is this legit? Because, you know, as a blogger, we get tons of things like, hey, will you review my coloring sheet? Or, so I get so much of that. I don't know. I'm jaded. I don't know.
Yes.
I write because I have things to say, not because I want to make money. So I'm really bad at the whole making money thing. I'm like, get me passionate and you can't shut me up.
Right.
But have me write to make money and I just can't do it. It's sad. So anyway, yeah, it was legit. And I started having some conversations with them and then praying about it. Is this something I want to do? And yeah, just that overwhelming sense of, yes, you can and you must.
Wow.
So,
well, that's kind of like the dream blogger turned, you know, traditionally published author story, that this post you just put out because it was just what you were doing could turn into this real hard copy, you know, distributed book. That's amazing. Like, that's so cool to see God's hand in those things. And it shows just how much you really don't know how what you're working on now will impact the future.
Right. You have no idea. And that's where we just have to live faithfully in the moment. Mm-hmm. Because that year was rough. I was just like, what am I doing? I can't even properly mom my kids. And it was just, the blog. I wrote maybe 4 blog posts that whole year.
Yeah.
It was pathetic. And I was at the point of, should I just shut it down? I don't know. And And then God just sort of goes, nope, we're not done with you yet. Here's a new direction.
Yeah. So. Well, and just to think if you had, you do have the Ultimate Brain Breaks book that you ended up, you know, getting in hard copy versions and everything. But if you had tried to pursue back then, I've had this great success with the Ultimate Brain Breaks. Now I want to write a book. Then it would have been the worst timing possible because you were heading into bad health and all this stuff. But God had your back.
Yes.
So it ended up all working out in the end. You get this book deal and then... So how long did it take you to write it?
So the first thing you do is you write a proposal. And actually, the publisher said they didn't really need one, but they made me find an agent, which again was one of those oh my gosh, I have an agent, strange moments.
Yeah.
And so my agent very wisely said, no, you will write a proposal. And I sort of balked at it because I'm like, wait, I don't want extra work if I don't have to do this. I don't want to do it. But I'm really, really thankful she made me do that because it forced me to really flesh out what I wanted to do, what each chapter would be on.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helped me figure out, did I want to do this or not?
Yeah.
And did I have enough material? And it turns out I had plenty of material. I could have written a book on each chapter.
Yeah.
So we did that. It was winter of 2016.
Okay.
They accepted the proposal and were super excited about it, which made me all giddy.
Yeah.
And then I speak at conferences. And so I finished my last homeschool conference of the year in April, and I started writing in May and turned in my manuscript in September.
Wow.
Because I am an all or none person and I don't multitask well. And so I knew I could not homeschool and write a book at the same time.
Yeah.
So I did keep math going sort of through the summer. And I mean, obviously we read books and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I really mentally, I was totally engrossed in the book.
That's
for
awesome.
5 months.
I think that's a good and a really smart way to do it because it can just become so hard when you're juggling everything. I mean, I'm just trying to put out a course that I'm writing and it's like, I can't think about educating you people when I am writing. I'm trying to teach other people how to homeschool. I can't homeschool you. I'm sorry.
Right?
I have to put this on the back burner. But
there have been curriculum authors to actually put their kids in school so they can write homeschool curriculum because it's that encompassing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I didn't want that to overtake my life. And I knew that if I gave myself a year or 2 years to write it, it would take 2 years of me not being focused on my kids. And so it was just, I went hardcore.
Like I think hardcore. That's really smart. Really smart. So then you just turn it in and then you're kind of hands off. What do they do? Like you go through edits and that kind of thing?
Off for a month and then they redline edit your baby and hand it back to you and you try not to cry. And actually, I was really fortunate. My mom and my sister did a lot of amazing edits over the summer. So I spent all my tears in the summer when they told me that my favorite parts were not good. And you're like, what? And so I was actually really blown away with the editing process with my publisher. It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Good.
So I credit that to the tears that my mom and sister induced over the summer. But yeah, so there's just multiple edit phases that you go through. So yeah, so I came out, I jumped back into homeschooling and the book would arrive and I'd go deep into edit mode for a week, hand it back, have another couple weeks off. And then it would come back again.
Wow.
I was amazed. I didn't realize how many eyes would be looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they double checked all my quotes. In fact, there was one. I quoted Aristotle because everywhere online it was attributed to Aristotle and it wasn't.
Interesting.
And this one quote checker noticed it. She's like, I don't think this is him. Are you sure this is him? Where did you find this? And of course, I was really embarrassed to say the internet.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I had to go hunt down that source. And I finally found it in a book on philosophy where a guy was talking about Aristotle.
Oh, interesting.
From like the 1920s. And so, yeah, so we got a correct attribution. So there's a reason why publishers do what they do. And they fact checked everything.
That's interesting. Very cool. It's so fun to get kind of the behind the scenes of the process and just hear how it all works, you know?
Yeah. No, it's a fun process and it's neat to see how many people it takes to put out a book.
Yeah.
So I even came up with what I thought was a stellar title and they were like, no, we think we're going to do this. So yeah, it was an amazing process. I'm usually a control freak. And so even when they sent me the cover design, I was like, do I like this? Because it wasn't what I designed.
Yeah. Oh, and that would be hard.
And yeah, and it just took a moment to be like, I didn't do it. And you know what? It's amazing.
Yes, it is. So, it really is. It's beautiful. I think it came out really well. So does it make you want to do it again?
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
I will tell you, last summer, I was like, we are one and done.
Yeah.
Then you go through that euphoric period of people are loving it. And you're like, I could do this forever.
Yeah.
And then you realize when you're in another edit mode, or right now I'm in publicity mode. I'm like, oh, I don't think I could put my family through this again.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that the publicity mode is super intense. So
it would have to be a God thing again. If God said, yeah, you're going to write another book, then I will obey.
Yeah. I think that those are the best things when they just kind of come across your path. They just seem like they have not an effortless way of working out, but when you just are so sure that that's where God wants you, it just makes it easier in a way because there's not that doubt of, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, I think that's amazing when that happens.
Yeah. There were so many moments last summer I wanted to run away from it all. I'm like, I wanted to be just a mom, nothing else.
Yeah.
And my husband kept pointing me back, no, you're supposed to do this. Keep writing. And yeah,
that's
so
great.
It is because you're going to face it's hard.
Yeah.
Anything in life is hard.
Anything worth doing definitely is.
You have to know you're supposed to be doing it so that you can keep going.
That's awesome. I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited for people to get their hands on this book because I just think it's such valuable information and it's so good for us to think about in our current culture and making sure that our boys are stepping up to the plate in this way and being trained in this way so it doesn't get completely lost. You know, we need these nights in our culture. So I love that you're putting this out there.
Yeah. I wish I had done it earlier because made me more purposeful and I just want to take advantage of every day of this season that we have of childhood.
Yeah.
And it's fleeting. They're here and they grow up. My oldest can be 13. I can't even wrap my head around that.
I know. I went and bought shoes for my son today and I was like, no, your feet can't possibly be this big. Like that's not possible. You're like a man child. How is this happening? And yeah. It goes so fast, especially when I think of it in terms of how many years we have left with them before they're out in the world. And then it's like, oh, I got to really get on my game because right. I don't have that much time with you before you are an adult. Like, I've got to get my influence in now. So I love having these kinds of resources that are just so God-centered and lovely and really make you, you know, rise to doing that. So
yeah, to do what we all really want to do, which is to make the most of these years of childhood.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a really good note to end on. So why don't we do my normal questions that I ask people, though, before we fully wrap it up. Are you game for that?
Yes.
Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Essential oil diffuser.
All right. Cloth napkins or paper?
I love cloth napkins, but I don't use them.
Okay. They're good for restaurants.
Yeah, because laundry.
Right. I know. Okay. City or country?
Country.
Paper or digital?
Paper.
Okay. Shopping, would you rather do it online or in-store?
Online.
Okay. It's 4 o'clock or whatever time you make dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or to music?
Oh, that's hard. It depends on what kind of mental break I need.
Yeah.
If it's from the chaos, I do music. But if it's I need to think deep thoughts, so one of those days where I just feel like I've been stuck in laundry mode and wiping dirty bottom mode, then it's podcast all the way because I want to think coherent, rich thoughts.
Yeah. Or just like hear other adult voices.
Yes.
Fine. Like I need grown people with real conversations.
Listen to someone else having an adult conversation.
Yeah. What are some of your favorites?
Podcast?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I love Ravi Zacharias.
Okay.
So that's one where I definitely, if I really want to think.
Yeah.
I do that one. I enjoy yours because you always make me laugh.
I always, lately I've been giving the disclaimer, like, you don't have to say mine. So that's very sweet of you, though.
And then, gosh, which other? Sally Clarkson. I love her.
Yes.
She always just,
she's always got good stuff on there, for sure. Okay, so chocolate, milk or dark?
Dark.
Amen, sister. Okay, sports or no sports?
I like to play sports.
Okay.
I don't like to watch sports.
All right. Okay, live broadcasting. Would you rather do the broadcasting or watch someone else?
Do it.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
Singing in the Rain.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. If you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum and 0 is totally not crunchy and then 10 is like completely crunchy, dreadlocks in your hair, legs unshaven, singing kumbaya around the fire, where would you put yourself on the spectrum?
I would probably say a 6. My husband would probably say an 8.
Okay. That is a great answer. I'm the other way around. I always think I'm higher and my husband's like, no, you're not. And then I tell him, but you are like desensitized to crunchiness. You don't realize how weird I am because you've been living with me for so long. So that's funny.
No, every time I'm like, no, I'm pretty normal. My husband's like, no, this. I'm like, but other people don't know about that anymore. Like that's a previous season of my life.
That's
and
so
now
funny.
I am no longer that crunchy because I'm out of that season.
That's so funny. Oh, I love that. Yes, things come and go. They wane and wax. Okay. I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining me and telling us about your book and how it all happened. That was a really fun story to hear kind of the behind the scenes of. And I just hope it does really well for you. And if you come out with something else, be sure to let me know.
I will. Thank you.
Yes. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That's it for this episode. Thank you again to Platejoy for sponsoring the podcast. And thank you to all of you who've been doing ratings and reviews in iTunes. It makes such a difference, and I'm so appreciative to all of you who take the time to do that. On our next episode, we will have Jamie Balmay, and it's actually the final episode of season 2, and we'll just kind of be talking about some ideas for how you can be embracing summer with your families. And then we'll be taking a short break over the summer until September. hour when we will be kicking back off with new interviews and a little bit new format. I'm hoping to bring in some co-hosts who will be partnering with me and talking about really great topics, and I can't wait to bring that to you this fall. One last mention for the Lovely Homeschool course, because I really want to get as many moms in there who really feel like they could benefit from this opportunity to plan things in a little bit different way and cast their vision and write their mission statement for their homeschool. So you can go to thelovelyhomeschoolcourse.com to find that. And to find the episode notes for this particular episode, you can go to boldturquoise.com/34. Thank you so much for joining me. And until next time, ladies, go be bold and gracious.